Get into a comfortable position. Take a few deep breaths and relax your body, starting at the head, and bring your awareness and relaxation down through the body to the tips of your toes. As you breathe, relax the tension. Relax your mind. Release any unwanted thoughts and worries as you exhale. Relax your heart and open it to the love of the goddess and God. Relax your soul and follow your inner light for guidance and protection. Visualize a giant screen before you, like a blackboard or movie screen. This is the screen of your mind, or what's called your mind's eye. On the screen of your mind, visualize a series of numbers, counting down from 12 to 1. With each number, you get into a deeper meditative state. 12. 11. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now at your ritual consciousness. Everything done at this level is for your highest good, harming none. You are now counting down to a deeper, more focused meditative state. Count backwards from 13 to 1, but do not visualize the numbers this time. Let the numbers gently take you down. 13. 12. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now at your deepest meditative state, your magical mindset, in complete control of your magical abilities. Say to yourself, I ask the goddess and God to protect and guide me in this meditation. In your mind's eye, visualize the great world tree, reaching up to the heavens and deep below the earth, larger than any tree you've ever seen. Imagine the screen of your mind's eye is like a window or doorway, a portal you can easily pass through. Step through the screen of your mind and stand before the world tree. Hear the wind through its branches. Smell the earth where the roots dig in. Reach out and feel the texture of the bark. Simply know the tree is there and it will be there. Place your hands on the world tree and think about your connection to the energy of Leo and the artisan gods. The gods of creativity and performance, the gods of fire, light, and pride. Take a moment to reflect on the key phrase of Leo, I create. What are all the things you have created with your life force? What was created consciously, and what was done unconsciously? The world tree opens up to you, revealing a passageway that leads, rather below or between, to the above. Feel yourself climbing up the tree, either outside of the bark or inside it, a tunnel spiraling to the heavens. You see a light at the end, golden yellow in color. The light leads you to the realm of the solar artisan gods. The light is bright and the air is warm like a summer day. As the light fades, you see a figure before you. Waiting for you will be the artisan or solar god of your chosen pantheon, or simply the deity who is correct and good for you at this time. Who greets you in this place? Take this time to speak. Introduce yourself if you have not already met before. Communicate with the solar god about your sense of ego, your creativity, and how to transcend the ego. The god will have you look down upon the land and upon your life, seeing your past, present, and future as one whole. The god will have you look at your creations, your own works of art, for your life is your first and foremost work of art. The artisan deity then asks you, what do you wish to create now? What is the project currently in development? Is it a work of outer art or inner art? How do you separate the two? In truth, you cannot, for one affects the other. Work with this deity on the next phase of artistic inspiration and development. The artisan god will give you the opportunity to drink the sacred liquid light drawn from the fountains and wells in the solar lands. This is the liquid light of inspiration from the rivers and wells of the stars. Drinking it will grant new ideas and insight to your creative path, but he will only do so after you answer three questions. What have you created that will outlast your physical lifetime? What have you sacrificed in its creation? What is being done with your creativity? Thank you. If you answer well, the god will allow you to drink the sacred liquid light of inspiration. Feel yourself transform closer into your own work of art. Your magic bends and shapes the creative life forces. You are sculpting your own life. Thank the artisan deity for the lessons in the wisdom of Leo. Once done, return through the World Tree Tunnel that brought you to this place, and stand before the World Tree. Step back through the screen of your mind's eye, and let the World Tree gently fade from view. Return back to normal consciousness, counting up from 1 to 13, and then 1 to 12. You do not have to visualize the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. Wiggle your fingers and toes, and slowly move to bring your awareness back to the physical. Take both hands and raise them over your head, palms facing your crown. Slowly bring them down over your forehead, face, throat, chest, abdomen, and then groin, and push out with your palms facing away from you. This gives you clearance and balance, releasing any harmful or unwanted energies you might pick up during your magical experiences. Tell yourself, I give myself clearance and balance. I am in balance with myself. I am in balance with the universe. I release all that does not serve. Ground yourself as needed.